Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
This is the time for us to take a stand for the American people. Let's vote yes to put money in their pockets.
And that's just what Democrat Al Green of Houston and other House members did on Monday. By voting to increase the second round of federal relief payments to $2,000, the vote came one day after President Donald Trump signed the $2 trillion-plus pandemic aid and government spending bill into law. Republican Tom McClintock from California opposed the extra $2,000 payout that Trump wants because it's not directly targeted to those who need it the most.
This money is wholly inadequate for those who've been harmed by the lockdowns and wholly unnecessary for those who have not.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the legislation a lifeline for millions of Americans.
It improves on the previously passed relief bill by including dependents, ensuring that families with children in colleges, adults living with disabilities, or elderly family members can also receive relief.
The House passed the payments in a fast-track procedure requiring two-thirds support. The Senate may take it up today. The Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not committed to a vote. For the first time in Trump's presidency, the House also voted overwhelmingly to override his veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, which funds the military. The Senate is expected to take it up later this week. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is expected to address the public about the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. Yesterday, he accused the Trump administration of obstructing the transition process.
We just aren't getting all the information that we need in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
After meeting with key national security and defense advisors, Biden cited a lack of transparency on intelligence related to the recent massive SolarWinds cyber attack.
We need to close the gap between where our capabilities are now and where they need to be to better deter, detect, disrupt, and respond to those sorts of intrusions.
Yet another lawsuit to overturn the presidential election results. Several Republicans are suing Vice President Pence. The suit asks a Trump-appointed federal judge to declare that Pence has the, quote, exclusive authority and sole discretion, unquote, to decide which electoral votes from a given state should be officially counted when Congress holds its joint session. Ad spending for Georgia's Senate runoff races next week approach a record-bending $540 million overall. Democratic activist and former Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams notes that 2 million people have already voted, including 65,000 who did not vote in November.
We also saw an increase in young people, Black people, and white voters. All of that requires investment, and that's what we're seeing in Georgia, not just an influx of cash, but an investment of those dollars in organizing and mobilizing.
President-elect Biden flipped Georgia from red to blue by roughly 12,000 votes. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.